Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see good harvest weather for the first part of this week, with very little precipitation of significance expected today or tomorrow. As we move to tomorrow night, though, and into Wednesday, some shower and thunderstorm activity is expected to evolve. Most of this precipitation will be focused on Missouri and Illinois, and as time moves on into late Wednesday and into Thursday, we're going to see a warm front develop across portions of Iowa and northern Illinois into northern Indiana, and the frontal system will lift to the northeast and likely generate some more shower and thunderstorm activity, but this time it'll be probably a little bit better organized and maybe a little bit more intense. We'll look for a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain. Maybe some local totals getting up over an inch will be possible, and again, this will be from eastern Iowa into northern Indiana and northward into Michigan. Now, the showers and thunderstorms that occur late tomorrow night into Wednesday across Illinois and Missouri will be random, mostly light, but we could see some half inch to maybe even an isolated three-quarter inch amount in a couple of spots. I just don't think the precipitation will be very well distributed initially. The moisture will hang on in that area, but once the warm front forms and lifts to the northeast, it should diminish some of the rain in Missouri and southern portions of Illinois. Now, there will be a strong low-pressure center that will be forming in the northern U.S. plains as we go into Thursday and Friday. Actually, it begins on Wednesday. And this low-pressure center is going to become very intense. It'll produce a lot of wind across the northern plains, and it will then also create some significant rainfall across parts of the Dakotas and from there to the northeast through portions of Minnesota into northern Wisconsin and eventually into Ontario, Canada. The storm system is expected to produce some 1 to 2.5 inch rains, and this is on top of some areas that got some significant rain over the weekend. Areas from central Nebraska to northwestern Minnesota saw some 1 to 2 inch rainfall over this past weekend. It'll be relatively dry in these areas these next couple of days, but more rain later this week on top of that, which has already occurred, is likely to cause greater amounts of delay in some farming activity across the region. Some of the wind speeds behind this storm system late this weekend will get into the range of sustained speeds of 25 to 35 miles per hour. There'll be some gusts getting upwards to 45 and 50 miles per hour, perhaps. The storm has potential to be more intense than that, but I think we'll be conservative with it for right now. The frontal boundary associated with the storm system I just mentioned is not going to be all that impressive when it comes through the Midwest. This storm system will be very deep, a very strong low-pressure center, and a lot of times we occlude the fronts in these systems, and we end up with just a limited amount of rainfall cutting through the Midwest, and I think that'll be the situation again. Parts of Kansas and Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, and southwestern Iowa may not get any rain out of this whole event, and the same may be true for some areas in eastern Kentucky and some areas in portions of Ohio as well. Rainfall in between, we'll probably see another tenth to five-tenths of an inch of rain, maybe something a little bit greater. But remember, there is that warm front that will be lying across portions of eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and Michigan during midweek this week that will produce some significant rainfall and offer some delays to field work. Temperatures are going to be above average across the Midwest this week. We're expecting to see the high temperatures initially starting off running in the 70s and 80s. In fact, we'll see that dominate a big part of the region with the exception of the Great Lakes region today where some 60s will occur. But those 70s and 80s will likely prevail all the way into Thursday and Friday of this week. Cooler air will come in behind the bigger storm system over the weekend. We'll look for highs coming back into the 50s and 60s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while we'll likely see readings further to the southeast, cooling down to the mostly 70s. Low temperatures at night could get cool enough for a little bit of frost to develop in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt at the end of this week or early into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.